You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Low riding and cruising. For many, driving and building these cars are symbols of culture and art that go back generations. And it's deeply intertwined with California's Latino and Latinx community. And the state has come full circle when it comes to embracing lowrider culture, from celebrating its history to overcoming stigma. Starting this year, a new state law outlaws lowrider bans across California. And here in Sacramento, the story of lowriding and cruising has been on display at the California Museum, as well as the Sacramento History Museum. Now it's been joined by a brand new exhibit at the California Automobile Museum, which honors the contributions of one particular group, women. Titled Rucas y Caruchas, Ladies in Lowriders, the exhibit held its grand opening this weekend, and it highlights the cars and the culture of female owners, builders, designers, and drivers. Joining us now to talk more about the exhibit is Shavala Rodriguez, the exhibit's manager at the California Automobile Museum, and her daughter, Nayeli Rodriguez. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So I want to start with the backstory. How did you get involved with lowriding, and which really culminated into a museum exhibit?
I've been into lowriding since I was very young. I can remember as far back as 3 years old with my dad. He was always working on something in the garage, whether it was a car or a motorcycle, or helping me build a lowrider bike, and my brother as well, and the neighborhood kids. And so it's just a passion that I've had all of my life. But then life happens, you know, you have your kids and your family, and, you know, some people continue to keep a part of that culture. But for us, it was focusing on establishing things with our family, getting our house and doing all that fun stuff. And then my husband and I decided, you know, it's time. Let's get a car. So we started with our first car that had no back seat, no headliner. We went to the thrift store and bought a bunch of quilts and kind of made a makeshift back seat for the kids to hang out in. And we put our phone in the top part of the where the headliner would go. And that was our music for a long time. And then that love just grew, and it was a family affair. All of our kids have been involved from the beginning, whether that's helping fix the cars or clean the cars, helping in community events. And I worked a long time as a retail manager, and then COVID came along and went back to work. And it was like, you know, all that time during COVID reflecting, is this really what I want to do? I would really like to be more part of the community and serve the community better. And then we were approached while at a car show at the California Auto Museum, and was like, you know what? Like, this is so spectacular. All of these beautiful cars and all of these lowriders and families out here, we need to do an exhibit. So the first exhibit that we did was The Art of Lowriding back in 2022. At the California Auto Museum, and it was all over. It's the first time that Sacramento really did something like that for the lowrider community and culture. And I think it really opened a lot of eyes, because generally the Auto Museum is a bunch of older white guys that are into just classic cars or custom hot rod style cars. And this opened a whole new culture of cars for them. I mean, it was unbelievable how many kids and family and women were there. And so they loved the diversity. So it was really nice to see now, when we have different car show events like lowrider car shows, that a lot of these older white guys are showing up to them and saying, like, man, we saw this online and we figured we'd have to come and check it out. So that really opened, you know, a door for that. And in the midst of that, a lot of the council members came out to the opening of that show, and we had basically an opportunity to talk to them about our culture. And that's what kind of opened the doors in regards to, like, the Sacramento Lowrider Commission and the repeal of the no cruising ordinance. And I thought that while we were doing all that stuff, it was very important for our kids to be involved because this is a part of history. And so Nayeli had been with us to every council meeting. She spoke in front of all the council members and in front of the mayor as a youth liaison for the lowrider culture. So then went that. And then after the repeal of the ordinance, it was like, well, what else can we do in the history part? And so then we spoke to the Sacramento History Museum with Delta Mello, and she was like an amazing partner, and also Amanda Meeker and Amanda Sanchez over at the California History Museum, and said, you know what? We would like to do something that showcases the lowriding culture and the history that's been so rich here, not only in California, but in Sacramento as well. And so
You're detailing so much work that happened in, you know, less than 2 years. And a lot of it became a reality, you know? I mean, it really just like took a village. And I think a lot of you would say it's long overdue. The fact that this is passed down from generation to generation to generation, it's not just, you know, fixing up a car. And no. Nayeli, it's something that you were very passionate about as well, given that you've talked to city council members about it. What do you think it is about low riding, why it transcends generations from, you know, your mom's parents to your mom to now you?
It's the feeling that you get when you're cruising in general. It's like growing up, you felt like you were famous when you were cruising in the car, like to Old Sac or just downtown, and everybody's staring at you. It's just, you know, that feeling, and it makes you so prideful of your car and being able to cruise in one. And then the feeling of the music, you know, like it puts you in different moods. Like sometimes it's more the soothing, calming feeling, or like it just makes you want to dance. And, you know, so just those different mixes of emotions and seeing all of your friends that you think of as family, it just puts a good feeling in you.
I mean, you really hit on it when you said pride, because it takes a tremendous amount of work and patience and time and skill to work on these, and you were part of that with your family.
Yeah. Ever since I was younger, I've always taken a lot of pride in like the culture I grew up in, because at first, you know, you didn't really see it around, but as I've been growing, I've been starting to see a lot more people like, oh, I wish I was involved with that, you know? So it's, over the years, it's even made me even more prideful about being a part of it.
That's wonderful, you know? And also, I mean, I think a big piece of it that I've learned about is that, you know, there's also fundraising tied to it. Like, you're such an integral part of the community. You know, why do you think it keeps going and going and going, and why even your children are so receptive to lowriding culture?
I think it's just the feeling that it gives you, giving back to the community, looking back and saying, you know, we were a piece of that positive impact on another community that was in need at a certain period of time, and saying, you know, like we did that. For the kids, I think it's watching and mimicking what we're doing and getting that same feeling of, I get what my parents were talking about when they say, oh, we've spent all these hours creating these community events or shows or fundraisers, because at the end of the day, when you walk away, that feeling is so good to you that you know that you've helped.
Yeah. It may also, you know, come as a surprise to some people. You know, it's obviously incorrect. But when you think about, you know, car culture, you know, you mentioned classic cars or hot rods, you know, you typically, and you go to car shows, you typically only see, you know, men, you know, and that may incorrectly extend to low riding as well. But this exhibit is unique because you're focusing on ladies in low riding. Talk about how women have been involved since just the beginning.
Well, you know, after we finished the Boulevard Dreams exhibits, it was like, you know what, we need to do something dedicated to the women. Specifically for me, this was a dedication to my daughters, because they watch their moms. You know, this is for all women out there who have been silent members of car clubs. You know, these guys don't cook the food by themselves. They don't organize these events by themselves. There's a lot of times that they have women behind them that are helping organize and orchestrate a lot of these big fundraisers and events. But because they're not a plaqued member, they're not getting the recognition. And now women are finally saying, you know what? Like, for a while it was like, I raised my kids and now I can finally do this. But now women from the gate are saying, no, I'm saving my money. I have a job. I'm going to pick the car that I want. I want this car designed the way I want. And a lot of times they may have their husbands or boyfriends or significant others that help them, but a lot of times they're doing it on their own. And I think as more and more women are doing it, it's encouraging to others. Mm-hmm. So an exhibit like this is really saying, you know, hats off to these ladies who have been doing this for such a long time. I mean, a lot of the women that I spoke to, they've been doing this, you know, since the 50s and 60s when car clubs were around, but they were always the silent shareholders in this. And now they're standing up and saying, no, that's my ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, I can be driving my car down the street and so many guys will stop and say, like, oh, is that your husband's ride? Or, oh, your husband let you drive that? And it's like, no, this is my car. He has his own car. This is my car. And I think that's a real sense of pride for women now, and especially to be showing the younger generation that this can be done, and very prideful. And we all are here to empower each other. I mean, these women were out there when this show started, when the cars rolled in last week, and it was like, okay, you know, you need help wiping down your mirrors. You need help wiping down your car. Do you need help hanging anything for the exhibit? I mean, everyone was hands on and ready to like make this the best possible. And so I really love the connections that it made.
What does, for people who don't know, Rucas y Caruchas, what does it stand for?
So Rucas is like a term for a female, a lady, so lady. And then Carucha is another slang term for your car, like a Carucha or your Rampla or your lowrider, your car, your ride.
Love it. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Shavala Rodriguez from the California Automobile Museum, along with her daughter, Nayeli Rodriguez, about their newest exhibit, Rucas y Caruchas, Ladies and Lowriders. And it opened this weekend and is running through April. Nayeli, you know, given that this is focused specifically on women, on ladies and lowriding, your mom is a perfect example. What have you learned from kind of the elders in low riding? What have they taught you?
Oh, I can't even say a list of everything. Like, just like how to, you know, dress. Sometimes like they just help you with when it's like accessories or something like that. Like learning how to put my chola bands on when I was younger, or, you know, creasing my pants when I was younger. And for the cars, it's just like wiping them down, or whenever my dad's outside working on the cars, I'll go out there, I'll give him a hand, and I kind of learn what everything does in the car and kind of little parts that function. So that's one of the parts. And during this exhibit, it was really exciting, and it made me super pumped to get my car out there. And, you know, just seeing all these other girls have their cars in progress or fully finished and everything. So it just, it's really inspiring.
What would you like people to know who go check out the exhibit, since it just opened over the weekend? Do you have like a favorite part of the exhibit?
Everything. Just it. There's no
Take
favorite
your time.
Part. You know, there's like the vanity that shows how it was back then for them getting ready, and all the work that they've put into their cars, and just their stories about them. You know, it's super inspiring for me.
How about you, Shavala? What do you want people to know who are going to be checking this out?
I just want people to see all the women's stories and some of the struggles that they've gone through. We have did a call out to lady lowriders, and they put their stories into me, and they're printed on 6-foot banners on the wall. And so it's very inspirational to hear. They're all from different walks of life, different ages. And so to me, that really is the takeaway, the stories behind what was going on, because you can look at a car and it's great to see all the work that they've put into, but the story behind it, why did they pick that car? What got them into low riding? Was it an aunt? Was it an uncle? Was it neither parent and they were driving down the street and said, oh my God, I love that paint job and I'm going to have one of those one day. And those are all the stories that are compiled through this. So I would say, yes, definitely when you come in, take your time and look at all the tiny details. It's an experience.
Thank you for making it a reality.
It's been my pleasure.
Yes, and it's for the benefit for a lot of people who are going to be taking this in and experiencing it. Shavala Rodriguez is the exhibits manager for the California Auto Museum, along with her daughter, Nayeli Rodriguez. And we've been talking about the museum's latest exhibit, Rucas y Carruchas, Ladies and Lowriders. It is on display through April. Still ahead, a Sacramento food company is putting a unique Latin spin on backpacking comfort food inspired by authentic personal recipes. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.